Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, as U.S. crypto executive order looms, I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. And as veteran trader Peter Brandt shares here, I find it fascinating that many on social media who wore laser eyes in March/April and predicted a rocket shot for Bitcoin in November are now predicting that the $30,000 level will be violated when bulls wear laser eyes, time to sell, and when bulls become bears, time to buy. And as Rec Capital shares here, Bitcoin continues to struggle with 38,500 resistance. This is the area Bitcoin needs to weekly candle close above to ensure upside beyond 39,000. And as Pentoshi shares here, while Bitcoin price action is certainly bearish, the fundamentals are at an all-time high. It's going to lead the renewable energy revolution while getting mass adoption from local government and nation states. Personally, looking forward to any opportunities to compound if we trade this $29,000 to $40,000 range for long. Also in today's show, Apple CEO Tim Cook on the metaverse, quoting him here, "We're a company in the business of innovation." He said, "We're always exploring new and emerging technologies." And I've spoken at length about how this area is very interesting to us. And he elaborated, "Right now we have over 14,000 ArtKit apps in the App Store, which provide incredible augmented reality experiences for millions of people today." And he emphasizes, "We see a lot of potential in this space and are investing accordingly." Also in today's show, Ethereum price risk dropping to $2,000 on bear flag setup. That's right. According to Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone, he anticipates Ethereum hitting 2,000 just before continuing its move higher. Quoting him here, "A top force to stop central bank restraint is a decline in the stock market with implications for cryptos. Price supports exiting 2021 of about 30,000 for Bitcoin and 2,000 for Ethereum appear solid." Also in today's show, here's how long it will take for Bitcoin to reach $500,000 per BTC, according to SkyBridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci. That's right, he was recently interviewed on Kitco News and says he is optimistic that Bitcoin will ultimately be worth $500,000 despite its recent downtrend. And quoting El Salvador President Nayib Bukele, "There are more than 50 million millionaires in the world. Imagine when each one of them decides they should own at least one Bitcoin, but there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, not enough for even half of them. A gigantic price increase is just a matter of time." We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, we're currently correcting and in the red, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami is going down April 6th to the 9th, and I just purchased my hotel and plane ticket, so I will most definitely be there. Now check it. You can see some of the main speakers include Nayib Bukele, Michael Saylor, Saifedean Ammas, Adam Back. We got Preston Pish, Jack Maulers, and the list goes on and on. Now, obviously, this is the biggest Bitcoin event in the history of Bitcoin. We're going to have over 35,000 attendees and over 450 speakers from all around the world. And to help celebrate, I decided to link up with iTrust Capital to run a special promo because I missed last year's event and I don't want any of you to miss out. So this year, we're giving away two free tickets. Here's how you can enter to win a free ticket. All I need to do is comment on this Twitter thread on why you want to attend, tag two friends you would like to come, then retweet. It's that simple. And then two winners will be announced next week.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, bears hammered down on the Bitcoin weekly close. That's right, even the meager gains into the weekly close were a short-lived reason to celebrate for the Bitcoin bulls this Sunday. Midnight saw an immediate rejection candle sweep in, with Bitcoin diving to 36,600 on Bitstamp. And as noted by analyst and trader and podcast host Scott Melker, the Wolf of Wall Streets, strong volume accompanied the move, underscoring the unreliable nature of weekend price action when it comes to building a position. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin weekly, pretty hammer candle, strong volume, long wick into demand, not really bullish until $39,600. Have not had consecutive green weeks in months. Need confirmation. 2 weeks ago was a bullish candle as well. Didn't work out. And just as uninspired by the weekly candle was fellow trader and analyst Rhett Capital, who in a fresh Twitter update says Bitcoin continues to struggle with $38,500 resistance, which he shares here, and also says this is the area Bitcoin needs to weekly candle close above to ensure upside beyond 39,000. And with a disappointing performance behind it, Bitcoin is thus back in the same old range. And as crypto trader Pintoshi shares here, well, Bitcoin price action is certainly bearish. Fundamentals are at an all-time high. It's going to lead the renewable energy revolution while getting mass adoption from local government and nation states. Personally, looking forward to any opportunities to compound if we trade in this $29,000 to $40,000 range for long. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, can the S&P 500 upend its worst month since March 2020? Well, while Bitcoin's monthly close is not yet slated to bring any surprises, the stock markets may nonetheless provide some last-minute relief. The S&P is down 7% this month, echoing the jittery start of the year for Bitcoin as Fed policy begins to bite enthusiasm, which accompanied unprecedented liquidity provision at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. And the Biden administration's upcoming executive order on crypto, which everyone's talking about, has moved forward to February, which could put the cat among the pigeons once again in terms of already battered sentiment. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week at the Bitcoin market, old hands age well. That's right. Behind the scenes, the more confronting trend of seasoned Bitcoin hodlers clinging to their assets continues to play out. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Holla at your boy. Now, data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode this week confirms that the number of coins that last moved between 5 and 7 years ago has reached an all-time high, which means whales are accumulating. What else is new? That cohort of coins now totals 716,727 BTC. And as previously reported, separate figures from CryptoQuant, which tracks 21 major trading platforms, further confirms that the balances are at their lowest since 2018. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust dives to a record 30% discount. That's right. Despite data showing the reemergence of institutional interest in Bitcoin in January, demand for the industry's flagship Bitcoin investment product continues to wane. According to data from on-chain analytics firm CoinGlass, last week saw the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust trade at its biggest ever discount relative to the Bitcoin spot price. And as Barry Silbert shares here, who is the founder of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, what will be the spark? And VJ responded, when the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust premium goes back to being positive, or you close the fund and return underlying asset to shareholders, Grayscale Bitcoin Trust has become a structural problem for the market. I'm a little afraid that your incentive is to not do anything and collect 2% forever. Whoa.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now for the fifth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. It shows we're currently rated a 20 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 29, last week a 13, and last month a 21 in extreme fear. And as veteran trader Peter Brent shares here on Crypto Twitter, I find it fascinating that many on social media who wore laser eyes in March/April and predicted a rocket shot for Bitcoin in November are now predicting that the $30,000 level will be violated when the bulls wear laser eyes. Time to sell when the bulls become bears. Time to buy. And before I break down next story of the day and I share Apple CEO Tim Cook's thoughts on the metaverse, as well as Ethereum price risk dropping to 2000 on bear flag setup, as well as here's how long it will take for Bitcoin to reach $500,000, according to SkyBridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 3% for the day, maintaining just above 37,000. We have Ether down 2.5%, maintaining just above $2,500. Solana down 5%, trading above $90. We have Luna down 10%, trading just above $46. XRP down 5%, trading at just 58 cents. And Cardano almost down 5%, trading at just above $1. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Apple Inc. answered a question about the metaverse during its Q1 2022 earnings call last week. CEO Tim Cook was asked, "How are you thinking about the metaverse opportunity and Apple's role in that market?" And quoting him here, "We're a company in the business of innovation," the Apple CEO replied, "so we're always exploring new and emerging technologies. And I've spoken at length about how this area is very interesting to us." Cook elaborated, "Right now, we have over 14,000 ArtKit apps in the App Store, which provide incredible augmented reality experiences for millions of people today." Emphasizing the following, "We see a lot of potential in this space and are investing accordingly." Now, several people have estimated that the potential size of the metaverse to be multi-trillion dollars. Global investment banks such as Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have estimated the metaverse to be an $8 trillion market opportunity. And back in December, we had the Bank of America strategist Chaim Israel said that the metaverse is a massive opportunity where cryptocurrencies will be widely used as currencies. "I definitely believe this is a massive, massive opportunity," he opined. So there you have it. And speaking about the metaverse, let's check it out on CoinMarketCap. The current metaverse market cap is sitting at $25 billion with about $4.3 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And as you can see, the top metaverse coin is currently Decentraland, which has a $4.6 billion market cap, currently trading at $2.57, followed by the Sandbox with a $3.5 billion market cap, trading at $3.83, followed by Axie Infinity with a $3 billion market cap, trading at $50.49. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum price risk dropping to $2,000 on this bear flag setup, as well as here's how long it will take for the Bitcoin price to reach $500,000, according to SkyBridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.7 trillion with $81.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance 42% even, with the Ether dominance at 17.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrencies as far as weekly gains, as you can see here, you have Theta Fuel up over 47%, Flow up over 45%, ENJ up over 30%, HNT up over 31%, and Mana up over 38% for the week.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's native token Ethereum will extend its 30% slump this year to its lowest price level since July 2021 if a textbook technical indicator plays out. That's right, the Ethereum price fell to a six-month low of $2,100 on January 24th of this year, only to rebound sharply to as high as $2,700 just days later. However, this created a so-called bear flag chart pattern that suggests the price could drop to $2,000, or a 17% drop from the current levels. Now, a bear flag appears on the chart when the price consolidates higher after a strong momentum downwards, but eventually moves further lower after breaking out of the upward range. And in doing so, the price tends to drop by as much as the length of the previous decline called a flagpole, as you can see here on this Ethereum daily price chart. Now, in Ethereum's case, the flagpole height comes to be over $850. That roughly shifts its bear flag price target towards $2,000. And earlier this year, another bear flag formation had resulted in a similar decline, as shown right here in this chart. Now, the prospect of Ethereum hitting $2,000 in the coming months increases further due to Bitcoin and its vulnerability to macroeconomic trends. Notably, the positive correlation efficiency between the Ethereum token and Bitcoin has been 0.92 in the past 30 days, according to data from CryptoWatch. In other words, Ether tailed the Bitcoin price trends with a 92% accuracy in January 2022. Now, let's dive deeper into this $2,000 Ethereum price prediction. As Ethereum looks bearish under the shadows of Bitcoin, many analysts anticipate that Ethereum will resume its climb later in 2022, owing to its involvement in the emerging decentralized finance and non-fungible token sectors. For instance, billionaire investor Mark Cuban noted last year that Ether could surpass Bitcoin in terms of growth. That's right, him and Preston Pysh went back and forth in a Twitter war. Now, Mike McGlone, the senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, predicted Ethereum to hit $5,000 this year in 2022, despite the Fed's tapering policies. The veteran analyst called the central bank's rate hike plans a win-win scenario for Bitcoin and Ethereum against the U.S.'s four-decade high inflation. Nonetheless, McGlone anticipated Ethereum to hit $2,000 first before continuing its move higher. He shared the following: a top force to stop central bank restraint is a decline in the stock market with implications for cryptos. Price supports exiting 2021 of about 30,000 for Bitcoin and 2,000 for Ethereum appear solid.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. SkyBridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci is optimistic that Bitcoin will eventually be worth $500,000 despite its recent downtrend. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the SkyBridge Capital founder. I agree 100%. Now, in a new interview on KitGo News, Scaramucci says he cannot pinpoint the exact reason for the sell-off, but says that Bitcoin is closely following the performance of some stocks listed in the NASDAQ, quoting him here. Honestly, I don't know the reason for the sell-off. It's probably a myriad of factors, but I think the most interesting thing is that Bitcoin is now very tightly correlated with the higher growth, higher risk NASDAQ stocks. Now, Scaramucci also says that long-term investors of Bitcoin will get their reward, just like those who held on to Amazon during the early days of the e-commerce giant. As he shares here, Bitcoin has had at least 50% decline 10 times since 2012. In the last year, we've had two 50% declines, obviously the most recent one, but also one in May of 2021. So if you're long Bitcoin, you have to subject yourself to this type of volatility move. I'll just point out that people in Web1, if the same sort of situation happened for Amazon, and if you were wise enough and disciplined enough to hold Amazon and let the company take full advantage of the network effects associated with it, you did very well. And I think that's going to happen with Bitcoin. I just remind people that Jeff Bezos said at the 20th anniversary of the public offering of Amazon, people said, wow, the stock is so volatile. How are you able to hang in there? And he said, well, I was more focused on users and revenue growth. For Bitcoin, since it's a network, you have to be focused on the wallet growth and the interaction among the people in the network. And so I ultimately think Bitcoin will be worth $500,000. It'll probably take 4 to 5 years. The ride will be rocky, but certainly worth it. So there you have it. That's his Bitcoin price prediction, $500,000 within the next 4 to 5 years. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. Now, Scaramucci says that the adoption curve in crypto has something to do with the anticipated surge in Bitcoin's value 4 to 5 years from now. Quoting him again here, there's a lot of research on that. And people say, how can you value Bitcoin? Fundamentally, you can value Bitcoin related to the network. Remember what Robert Metcalfe, the MIT professor, once said: one fax machine is probably worthless, but 100 million of them is worth something. The network itself is worth something. And people mistake that when they do their fundamental analysis on Bitcoin. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview between Scaramucci on KitGo News entitled Bitcoin Crash Will Be Followed by 14x Returns, check the show notes below the video in the description. And checking out this latest tweet this morning from Nayib Bukele, El Salvador president: there are more than 50 million millionaires in the world. Imagine when each one of them decides they should own at least one Bitcoin, but there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, not enough for even half of them. A gigantic price increase is just a matter of time. Send it. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. I shared as a U.S. crypto executive order looms, five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as Apple CEO Tim Cook's thoughts on the metaverse, as well as Ethereum price risk dropping to $2,000 on this bear flag setup, as well as here's how long it will take for the Bitcoin price to reach $500,000, according to SkyBridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci, who says within the next 4 to 5 years, which means by the year 2026 to 2027. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, AJ Meadows wrote, JV, can you imagine the first person that was given a piece of paper and was told this has value? Just trying to imagine the look on their face. Don't think I need to explain where I'm going with this, but Bitcoin is the IMF mafia killer. Great point, AJ. Well said. BTC is the IMF mafia killer. 100%. Facts. Now for our next featured comment comes from the Vosak, who wrote, what's the hard cap on Ethereum supply? Oh yeah, there isn't one. So in absolutely no way is it more deflationary than Bitcoin. Preach. Now for our third and final featured comment from eCoin, who wrote, Aloha JV, have a good weekend and ready for a new week in crypto. Keep pumping out the high quality crypto news. Let's freaking go. Crypto News Alerts fam. Yes, indeed, fam. You know it. Thanks for your continued support. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, just a quick reminder that the Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami is going down April 6th through the 9th. And for your opportunity to attend the largest Bitcoin conference of all time, to meet myself and the top influencers in the crypto sphere, go ahead and check out this Twitter thread I'll include in the show notes below the video in the description. Here's how you can enter to win a free ticket. All I need to do is comment this tweet on why you want to attend, tag two friends you would like to come, retweet, and next week I will be announcing the two winners. So go ahead and take advantage of it, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.